There were moments in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, today that hinted at hope and possible reconciliation. Government soldiers loyal to President Charles Taylor embraced and joked with rebel soldiers on one of the city's bridges that's been the scene of brutal combat in recent weeks. More Nigerian peacekeepers arrived on UN helicopters at the Monrovia airport, and the U.S. ambassador to Liberia, John Blaney, traveled in a convoy with the head of the Nigerian forces to meet with the main rebel commander and talk about peace. Newsday reporter Samson Mulugeta was also traveling in that convoy and described the journey.
We passed through a bridge that was in no man's land until today, basically, and it was covered by bullets. It was basically a carpet of bullets on the bridge. We drove past that, and we passed through a bombed-out area where bodies were strewn on the sides of the street. So this area, under the control of the rebels, the Lurge, has not been seen by anybody until today, and the American ambassador led this convoy to go meet the rebel chief of staff.
Well, what was the purpose of that meeting today?
The American ambassador and the West African peacekeepers wanted to meet the rebel commander as a confidence-building gesture, to meet them and tell them that that they are there and that the ceasefire should hold. They passed through the government-held area. They spoke to the general in charge, then passed through to the LURD, that's the Liberian United for Reconciliation. That's a rebel group on the other side, and met the chief of staff and explained to him that he needs to open the port so that the humanitarian crisis on the other side of the bridges, there are three bridges, could be averted. People are running out of fuel, food, and everything, medicine on the other side of the port, which has been held by the rebels for nearly 2 months.
I assume that the trip that you made today was not something you could have done a couple of days ago before the arrival of the West African peacekeepers.
Absolutely. It was a no man's land where these young boys with AK-47 assault rifles would jump in front of the roadway leading to the bridge, fire a burst of automatic fire, and it was accompanied by mortar fire, which rained on civilians on both sides. So it was a remarkable trip because it was just such a feared area where no one dared to tread until today.
Were you able to tell at all of the bodies that you saw? Did they appear to be fighters? Did they appear to be civilians? Or was it impossible to say?
It appeared to be civilians. One body had his hands tied behind his back. And, of course, if they were fighters, the fighters would have buried their own dead, but these appear to be civilians, and the rebels want the bodies to remain there as a message to anybody who wants to cross them that they mean business.
As you were on this convoy driving out to this meeting with the rebel leader, did you get a sense of reaction from the people who might have seen you going by? What did they have to say, or what did you get from them?
It was a dramatic scene because you had these vehicles with a large American flag waving in the air. It was like Uncle Sam coming to the rescue. And people, of course, although there has not been any American soldiers on the ground yet, people took that to mean that the Americans have come to save them. They rushed, flooded the street, chanting, "No more war, we want peace." And they chanted that, running along, genuine joy on their faces. They had been under siege, they just smiled and waved, and were hundreds of them all along the street, although, you know, the stench of death was all over the air. So you could see that they were in desperate straits.
Speaking with us from Monrovia, Liberia, Samson Mulugeta, Africa correspondent for Newsday.